And welcome back to the Nutramedica Report. And we have joining us Andrew Shatkin. Welcome back, Andrew. Gee, I don't hear Andrew. Okay, so... Okay, well, I know he tried to call me on the last hour, so I know he's there. So
yeah,
somehow, hey, Andrew, good, we're all set.
Good.
Now, you're an attorney, and we want to talk about Christian.
Well, actually, I want to make clear that at this point, I am not an attorney. I am simply a business consultant.
Okay, good. So you now, basically, you stopped being an attorney, now you're a business consultant.
I stopped being an attorney, and I'm a business consultant, educational and business, a teacher, writer, and speaker.
Perfect. Okay, now, Andrew... one of the things that's very important that we put forward in this show is we are conservative Judeo-Christian believers and constitutional people that believe in the rule of law based on the Constitution being a fixed document, not a living document that can be reinterpreted by the courts. And
right.
And this therefore supports the issue of things like pro-life, the issue of the rights of individuals to... we talked about this with Gun Owners of America, and we'll have, of course, the GOA founder on next week, Larry Pratt, on next Wednesday. We talk about pro-life issues, we talk about constitutional issues, and we also can talk about things like health care. I mentioned on the first hour with
can we talk about religious liberty?
Yeah, that's a very big deal, because yesterday the fact that he put this executive order in, to me, is... In some ways, to me and to my heart, it's even bigger than Neil Gorsuch, the Supreme Court Justice. Although I know,
right.
But it, to me, it's a very big issue, isn't it?
Well, are we on now, Bill?
Oh, no, of course we are. Yeah, we're on.
Okay,
we started at the top of the hour, yeah.
About the issue, first of all, the more liberal churches, and they have a right to their position...
Right.
They will say we can shield illegal immigrants. They will say that. They will say that they can have a women's march, or they can. Martin Luther King, for example, was a very active in civil rights as a pastor. Correct.
Right.
So, I see no issue that a pastor cannot take a position, a political position.
Right.
I think. It's done all the time. They fault the more conservative pastors in this respect, but the liberal churches regularly do this on a consistent basis.
They will
support, for example, on I'm not taking a position on you on gay rights. Say,
right.
And the Episcopal Church or certain churches I mentioned to you, they will take that position, that political, for want of a better word, position.
Right.
They will take these positions. So why can't conservative pastors take positions?
Yeah, exactly. Now, one of the things that I've noticed, and this is among the Jewish community, they are much more, and have been for a long time, just ignored the idea of the 501c3 churches, because my Jewish friends tell me half of the discussions in the synagogues across the country talk about business and about politics, and they don't hide it. They're very straightforward. Now, one of the things that Jewish people do is they're very forward in their discussions and their honesty and their logic. And to me...
Right.
That's part of the reason why they're so successful, because if you're not honest, you're going to fail in business or in life. You have to be honest.
Oh, no question about it. Well, so let's say this about the issue of, for example, we know that, for example, Muslim people, they have a right to their religious position. It's a freedom of religion in this country. They walk around with special things,
right?
The women. Okay. They pray at serious times. I know in business situations they were asked to go and pray. They wear certain clothes. So why can't Christians do the same? I mean, for example, on the issue of servicing people, Christian groups that object to servicing same-sex marriages, say, well, if these people can do that. Why can't a Christian state their position in this respect?
Well, I think it's a good example. Is in fact one of the things that Neil Gorsuch dealt with I think Hobby Lobby, when in fact Hobby Lobby was basically saying we don't
That's
want
right.
to pay for abortion counseling or even birth control.
Yes, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of that business.
Yeah. So to me, this is a very good day for. Religious liberty, because it means, yeah, there may be some people on the other side, but 78% of Americans consider themselves Christians in one form or another.
Right.
It actually, to me, it will actually probably clean up the act of a lot of Christian churches that are pretty slack. Because once you split the light of geopolitical reality, mm-hmm. like the reality, for example, that 78% of women who don't necessarily have any religious bent, but they actually are mandated, say, in Oklahoma to see an ultrasound before they do the abortion, they've already signed up, and the next day they don't do the abortion because they saw an ultrasound and it's a real baby. It's not their body. It's a separate person. And I think what's going to happen is, and I've talked to people who have talked to Supreme Court justices, they know that if they actually put Roe versus Wade back under the spotlight, it wouldn't stand. Even Senator Graham said, look, we're one of seven nations that pushes for abortion right up to the moment of delivery, which mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton did, but mm-hmm. 93% of abortionists that do first trimester abortions would not do abortion to the moment of delivery. That's
right.
Of abortionists. We're not even talking about Christians. We're talking about atheists, agnostics, Jews, whatever,
right.
that do abortions, wouldn't do it up to the moment of delivery, and they're abortionists. So this idea that it's a so-called woman's right, no, it's not. And not only that, the globalists want to get rid of human reproduction altogether. They want reproduction to be something that has to be licensed, and they can do polar body exclusion of an embryo in a laboratory, and you can come for the birthing ceremony at 9 months. And people say, no, that won't happen. I said, that's the direction we're heading. That's the direction we're heading. And whether it takes a generation or more, that's a relatively short period of time, 10 or 20 or 40 years, for this to happen. And people think, well, it can't. It will.
Right.
It will happen if you let these forces of evil continue to grow.
That's correct. Also, for the Christian, for Christians and or who are geared or specific in their fairly traditional beliefs or historical Christianity, which
right.
is the only, to me, is the only valid Christianity. Anything
right.
else is false.
Right.
That's my personal opinion. You know,
yeah.
I'm not prepared to deny the virgin birth or the divinity of Christ or the resurrection. Some people do.
Well, I know. I don't agree with that. In fact, that's one of the reasons why Craig Wynn is no longer here, because I was referred to bring him on the program because he's supposedly this kind of super brain, but when I started analyzing what he was saying, it's like, this guy's full of it. And
right.
there's some very simple, basic things about it. You know, the first thing is that Jesus is, quote, the Father in the flesh. There's only one God, but it's like
that's
water.
Right.
It can be steam, water, or vapor, okay? But Jesus was literally the God in the flesh here on earth.
Right.
And we have to understand that that's why his name was Emmanuel, one with total 100% God knowledge from the moment of his conception.
Right.
And so that's why he conversed with the rabbis in the synagogue and kind of made him look idiots, and he's the son of a carpenter. Where did the son of a carpenter have, quote, God knowledge? He had it because he was God in the flesh. And
that's
what people
need to understand. One of the objections in the last election, frankly, which really, frankly, irritated me tremendously, Bill.
Right.
The liberals and the globalists had this thing about denigrating working class people.
Oh, yeah.
Implying they always say that these are the only people that voted for Trump. First of all, that's not true. Who do they know about?
No, exactly.
And they're implying when they say that they're stupid or lacking. And I don't agree.
Well, no, this is based on ad hominem attacks, not based on logic or common sense. To give you an example, there's mathematicians, and we call them, you know, theologians that have looked at astrophysics and have said, look, if you just look at the physics of the universe, the certainty of a creator God is an absolute mathematical certainty. It's not a kind of like, oh, maybe this could be possible. People
right.
need to understand that it's not an impossibility. It is absolute certainty that a creator God exists. The fact that a creator God also can count every hair on your head, like it says in the Bible, and be concerned mm-hmm. with every human being throughout, not only here, but every being in the universe, is the nature of a God that lives beyond time and beyond space and beyond dimension.
Right.
Because to him, everything to God is now. There's no such thing as a past or future to the Creator. Everything
that's
always
right.
was.
That's
always
right.
was. Okay? And that's something that the mortal mind can't conceive, but that's exactly our destiny as believers, is to cohabit eternity with the Creator God in the eternal now. And that's what's really important. People don't understand that the destiny of us as believers, not just when we, quote, die, because I believe, personally, this is my personal belief, that when you start mm-hmm. hearing and doing God's will on earth, you become enveloped by the
right.
Spirit
no
of God,
point.
And you're not only saved, but you're already in heaven. You don't go to heaven. Your physical body becomes, if it falls away and you're not having a relationship with God, hell becomes evident because you start to face the reality, the agitation, that you're fading into oblivion because you're not connected with the Creator, the one that literally makes the breath occur. That's why his name is Yahshua, means the breath saves.
That's right.
Okay, so people need to grasp that.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I know that certain feminists, for want of a better word, object to God's presentation as a male. First of all, God has no sex.
Of course. That's why he's both. The male and femaleness is something that he assigns so that we can understand the concepts. But
I think there's a reason in the Bible why these so-called patriarchal terms, which may, some people object to them, there's a reason for it. God does not want us to think he is a sexual being, which would be the implication if he presented himself as a woman, there would be a connotation, an implication of sex.
Yeah. I got a real simple solution to that. It's this, is that God is separate and beyond creation. In other words, he's like a father who can impregnate the mother, and in fact, that's why he calls us collectively as the bride, because we, over the next millennia and millions of years, our descendants will become literally the bride of a creator God that will give him children that will come to know the nature and the wonder and the glory and the source of all good and wisdom comes from the Creator, but God is completely separate from creation. See, what all the pagan religions and all the other religions, including Islam, preach is that God is part of creation, just like Satan, who is part
That's
of creation,
true.
Try to say that God is just part of creation, where God is separate and beyond creation.
I just want to make one other comment. I really enjoy having these discussions, Bill, and I'm really glad to be on this show. Let me say this. In the Near East, at the time of the events as recorded in the Old Testament with Abraham and stuff, they had temple prostitution.
Right.
They had all kinds of... God does not want Christians to think, in his presentation, and the way he presents himself, that he's some kind of goddess. I mean,
right.
It would be a big problem if that presentation were made.
Well, in fact, that's the basis of Beltane, which is May 1, the female goddess worship. And the idea would be the days of Moloch and Baal would be a female sacrifice, and the actual star that's a symbol of it is actually the star of Ashtoreth, the Sinzigi star, which is the symbol that they call the Star of David, but it actually is a star of the fertility goddess that the ancient Canaanites worshipped, and they would sacrifice children. And if they didn't have a child from lascivious sex 9 months earlier, they would create a proxy called a sweetbread to the Queen of Heavens, and they cook it in their little clay ovens in the shape of little boys and girls, like we call gingerbread men and girls, boys and girls, and they would lay it on the arms of the bull god Moloch and burn it to ashes as a proxy to a sacrifice to this Ashtoreth goddess, the Queen of Heaven, they called her. And that's why you can see references there that the high priests, including Moses, railed against the leaders of the tribes because they knew that the people were basically two-timing it. They were literally cooking sweetbreads to the Queen of Heaven. And so God's queen, God's bride, is us, the believers. And he's getting ready for the marriage supper, which means he's getting us to clean up our act. He's getting us to wash our clothes. He's getting us to get our act together, which is why, for example, when we celebrate yesterday with Donald Trump the idea of religious freedom, it doesn't matter if you're a rabbi or a Christian leader or you're even a Muslim, God's going to make religion or realize going all and fall away, because when you have ultimate relationship with God, you don't need, quote, the ceremony, the priestcraft, and all of the other trappings, because you have a constant living relationship. That's why people say, well, how do you pray? I said, how do you live? Every decision of your day should be based on a relationship with God, whether it's reading the Bible or praying and asking God, is this what you want? Because the only sin mankind can do, and there could be variations on it, is, I got this, God. I'm so damn good, so wonderful, so sweet, so nice. You must like me because I do stuff for you. And God never grades on the curve. You are saved not because you're so nice that God likes you. You're saved because he saved you with his blood. And he said, hey, you know what? If you start hearing and doing my will, now that you accept my son, me in the flesh, I will power wash you down and make you good enough to be my son or daughter. That's what God does. And so there's no other religion that does that, only Christianity.
That's right.
No other saying. These are all fake religions. They're all, I call, the Walmart of Satan, including Islam and Talmudic Judaism and various forms of cultic Christianity. They call themselves Christian and they aren't. Because if you're pro-abortion, I got news for you, and this is what I had to say to Ann Morrison a few weeks ago. If you're pro-abortion in any way, shape, or form, and that, by the way, means pro-life, which means if you're pro-life but you still say, well, you know, below 6 weeks when they don't have a heartbeat, they, you know, you can kill them. You are not saved, okay? That may be a harsh lesson for people to understand, but God thinks of the embryo as the individual before the foundation of the universe.
Says that.
His child, and you are literally, this is the word of God in the Old Testament, when you kill one of his children like Sarai cried in the tent, it's like taking a needle and shoving that needle into the eye of the Creator God. That's what God's opinion of you is when you do this.
I just want to say one other thing. As you know, in the Decalogue, in the Ten Commandments, one of the commandments is not to make graven images. First
right.
of all, if you had an implication that God was a woman, there would be you'd have images of breasts or whatever.
Right.
I mean, so he specifically states you're not going to make anything resembling a sexual being.
Right, like the symbol of Ishtar, where the goddess basically, they call Diana or Ishtar or whatever, would have these multiple breasts on it.
That's right. So God made it from the very beginning, made it clear he did not want this confusion.
Right. To me, it's really simple. Hey, God, what do you want me to do? And the thing that's really scary about it is that things that are evil, they're not in God's will, can look really or smell or taste good. That's what's particularly scary, because people always think, well, mm-hmm. it has to turn into something ugly for it to be evil, and that's not the case, is it?
Mm-hmm. Right. So, I mean, so the feminists or people who take this particular position that all those male words in the Bible are nonsense, well, they don't grasp the reason for it.
Well, and not only that, you see, you have to understand that some of the early leaders of the church, like Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Yeshua, Jesus,
mm-hmm.
these were leaders in the church, just like Dora.
They were.
Like Dorcas, who yeah. actually had her own home church, one of the largest home churches. These are leaders. These are not minor people. And what we have to start understanding is that it doesn't matter what your physical sex is. It matters what your relationship
doesn't.
With God is. And
look,
that's the important thing. That's why this idea of priestcraft...
God is not concerned with sexual differences.
Right.
I'm absolutely convinced of it. It says in Genesis 1 and 2, he creates man and female in the image. And that image is not only in men and women, it is in those innocents that are being aborted.
Exactly. Now, it also ties with the turning into the ancient priestcraft of prostitution and so on, because a lot of these so-called nunneries in the past, and a lot of the priests were patently homosexual. The idea of celibacy in the church is in violation of even the early writings in the book of Acts. It says, you know, that the leader in the church should be the husband of one wife, not multiple wives.
Right.
And why did they think they can change that? I mean, if you're not a father of a small church, i.e. or a family, or an ecclesia, how can you be the leader of a larger ecclesia or a called out mm-hmm. ones that we call a church, which really is also a pagan word. We have to really call
right.
them the ecclesia or the called out
right.
ones. So, you know, let's get back to basics here. Let's stop the foolishness, because things are going to get icy, and if we don't have our act together, we're going to be part of the ones that are the goat crowd, I call, not the sheep crowd. How's that?
Right.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. and that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back. So I would like to see a transformation of Islam. And again, I'd like to see a transformation of all the Christian religions. You know, I think one of the things that I like particularly about the New Testament is that Jesus, you know, confronted people, says, you know, your faith is dirty rags in the face of God. But God doesn't care about that. He doesn't think, well, you've got to become nice enough or wonderful enough that I'm going to like you or love you. He loves you from the moment before you were conceived. And He doesn't even look on your sin. He looks at the fact of, if you turn to him, he'll power wash you with the Spirit and his own blood and actually make you righteous. He'll give you his signet ring. He'll put his robe and talis on you, even spattered by his blood, to cover you. And what people don't understand is God makes us righteous enough to have a relationship with us. We don't anything. We don't deserve anything. We receive it because we simply do one thing. We turn to God and say, God, just like the straight gate, it talks about getting into Jerusalem, we have to, the camel would have to get down on its knees to crawl through, and without the back on the pack or a soldier or a person with their scimitar, their sword. What we have to do is we have to humble ourselves like a child and say, you know, God, I don't know what's right or wrong. I'm a smart person, but I don't know what's right. I think I do. This is the original sin that happened with Adam and Eve. Remember now, these are people who named every animal, and they were near 1,000 years old. These are superior to what we consider nowadays as humans. And yet, God say, you know, like, your righteousness is as if dirty rags to God. And that doesn't matter if it's now or 10 million years from now. Our descendants have to keep that before their mind, that no matter how brilliant, how wonderful, how much science they master, how much energy, how much transgalactic travel they have, they will never equal the ultimate and infinite wisdom of the Creator God. And when they stay in that positional statement, God can then fill them up, because they are an empty glass spiritually, to be filled up with the truth, wisdom, and the love of the Creator. Because there is only one love. The love between a husband and wife has to come from the Father. Otherwise, it's just sexual love, which isn't really love, it's just desire. If there is real love there, which in a marriage or a family or even for a child that's unborn, it comes from the Father. It doesn't come from human beings.
Right. I want to say something else. that Jesus quite clearly makes no what I think is very important and is really the challenge to our society and system. He appears to not make, not only not make class or economic distinctions, but he clearly seems to favor poor people.
I don't know. I'll tell you why. I take a slightly different viewpoint in that. The young okay. rich man that came to him, he said, you know, give away all your riches.
He did say that.
And follow me. Now, the reason why he said was this. It didn't mean that you couldn't be a rich man and enter
That's
the
right.
kingdom of heaven. It meant you had to hand over your wealth. For example, and here's a good example of the church. The church wants the tithes. The tithes was never intended for the church. It was intended to keep the Cohens from going into business. Much of what we do here at Nutramedical is volunteer and give free advice and free information and free supplements to many people, including vets. We provide so much free because God puts on his heart to say, you need to help this person. And we don't base it on whether or not it's good because it makes our ego feel good because we're going to help this person, not that one. We leave it to God to decide who is the one that's deserving and should receive help. And you see, that's the basis for doing good and not evil. Evil is, I'm going to do things that I think are right in my own eyes, which is the very basis for the formation of evil that looks, smells, and tastes good. And that's the greatest, how can I say, deception on the earth, because people don't see the blue light of the luciferic power of the most brilliant created being in the universe, other than God himself, is Satan. People don't give Satan the due, do they? They don't realize that Satan is an egomaniac and a narcissist, and that's why he takes on the title of the great architect of the universe, because he probably was given the right, not only as the head musician in the heavenly realm, but also as the great architect of the universe over all the other powers. He already had the scientific technical knowledge to know and master the prince of the power of the air, the creation of the physical universe. It didn't mean he was God, because he was literally like his chief foreman, but because if you go through the York Rite, the 17th level of the York Rite, you get the ineffable name of Yah, the creator god, Baal, the fertility god, and An, Osiris, the god of the underworld that gets resurrected. And what people need to understand
Do I have a minute to just add one thought?
Sure.
Let me tell you, during the election, Donald Trump, the media were constantly saying that his appeal was to working class people, high school graduates, and the global educated elite were beyond this group. My answer to that is, why did Jesus...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
And welcome back. And what we're teaching here is that when they wrestle with the issue of healthcare or with international financial helping nations, for example, look, when we look at North Korea, we can take an attitude of, well, we're going to send the CIA and a death squad to kill Kim Jong-un. I'll try to use a little humor here. I'd like to make South Korea like Disneyland and give everybody in North Korea a ticket. I'd like Kim Jong-un to get a better haircut and go to a fat farm. I would like people in China to realize, let's teach the people of South Korea how to speak English. And these people in North Korea, you got to understand, the Koreans are some of the hardest working, smartest people on earth. And if these people who were suppressed for literally three generations plus had opportunities like the South, they would
just
probably
a minute,
be one,
Bill. I've turned up this phone.
They were probably some of the most industrious people on the planet. So what I want people to understand is that we need to take a Jesus or Yeshua approach toward human beings and people and situations. The Yeshua approach to healthcare is, we don't want a single payer with a big, large insurance company run by the government sending edicts and telling doctors what they have to do and how many vaccines they have to give and so on. We want the healthcare between the health providers, and we don't want it just in one little group so that there's a group of, quote, MD doctors that say you can't use nutraceuticals and we have to do it our way or the highway, and you can't do, you know, gene-based cancer treatment, you have to use, you know, paint-by-numbers chemo, and you have to do it this way, and the state licensing authority will de-license you because you expose, the fact that something is dangerous to the public or that environmental toxins are being given in the air, food, and water, and that GMO foods and stack vaccines with mercury, which is the most toxic thing other than radiotoxins, are given to little children expecting them to be healthy afterward. This can't happen. And if we have a godly approach to things, whether it's dealing with North Korea or Europe or Muslims, we won't tolerate Sharia law. We'll have vetting that will be so severe, no one will get into this country unless the Constitution is prescient. No one will get into this country unless they realize that we fully understand that they are trying to lie to us with Taqiyya and Maruna, that their version of God, Allah, is another name, the war god of Mecca and Medina, a god, another name for the god that presumes to be God, called Satan. We have to know that. We have to know that Talmudic Judaism is preaching something that's not ancient Hebrew-based or whatever. It's based on rabbinical information.
It's based on
Babylonian paganism that's infiltrated the Jewish faith and destroyed it from the inside. And when we want to call Jews out, we want to call them back to the original faith of Jesus, who was a Jew. We have to realize Jesus was a Jew, and he was even an observant Jew. And but even when he healed on the Sabbath, and the rabbis came after him from the Pharisees, he said, God made the Sabbath for man, not man for the Sabbath. So he had an answer for them, even these rabbis who tried to throw the law in his face and say that you're a criminal and you're literally healing by the power of Beelzebub.
Well, you're right. I think the issue was, and you pointed out correctly, Christianity is not a legal system.
It's a relational system.
It's a free and voluntary relationship with God and Christ.
Right. And
on a voluntary basis, not legal.
And when that relationship exists, by the way, you start to have a compassionate relationship with everybody else on earth. And then God empowers you. He actually empowers you to say, you know what? Do we have a Christian way of dealing with Kim Jong-un so that we don't nuke him or kill the guy? And again, it doesn't mean it's going to happen because bad stuff still happens. We still have situations where, you know, like I call myself a Joshua Christian. You can hold your hand out, you know. Jesus taught this lesson, he said, you know, this is the cheek of the child. You strike that cheek down. Don't touch that oven. It's hot. You get burned. But the other cheek is called the cheek of brotherhood. You know what it means in the Middle Eastern? It means the cheek of brotherhood is if you strike this cheek, we have to have a death struggle till one of us dies. That's what Jesus taught. Which, in other words, do not strike this cheek. I'm your blood brother. I'm made of the same flesh as you. If you strike it, we have to have a death struggle till one of us dies. That's what he's teaching. So you have to have a death struggle, just like Jacob had a death struggle with the angel until he received his name, Israel. Now, people need to know that every day is a death struggle with their own flesh trying to struggle with the power of God coming into our life in a fallen world that wants us to follow the light of Lucifer to choose what is good in our own eyes. Every day is that struggle. But when we apprehend that relationship with God, whether you're a doctor like me or you're a geopolitician or whatever, God can supernaturally come in and actually give us healing. For example, and this offends some people, but I'm going to say it anyway. God will empower anybody. I'm no better or worse than anybody else. But the gifts that God's giving me has been because he has crushed me down like the petals of a flower. He has made me into a perfume that is, how can I say, the smell is acceptable to his nostrils, his God nostrils. He has made me humble enough, even though he's empowered me with gifts that are remarkable, not for my own sake, but for the sake of fellow believers, to say, these are sign gifts that this individual that's talking to you on the radio right now or talking to you personally on the phone or Skype or talking to you as an audience is one who is anointed and covered by the blood. I remember when I spoke to a church in Des Moines, Iowa, and I had this big man, about 6'6", come in with a big red lumberjack jacket, and he said, there were a whole lineup of people after 5.5 hours, because I can go that long talking, except for bathroom breaks. And he said, I want to be saved, and he had this really high voice. And all of a sudden, this giant voice of like a chorus of devils came out, and a set of curse words that even if you're a pipe fitter, you'd never heard before. And he started snapping and spitting and biting, and the men pinned him to the ground, and he was just bucking and biting and everything. And I was over with another group of people. We had probably close to 1,000 people at the stadium. And around 30 people were firing questions at me, and I like firing answers back, boom, 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 like a minigun. And, get over here, Deagle. And I, of course, I prayed, and I said, God, you know, they want me to go over there. And I worked in an emergency department, so I didn't want a finger to get bitten off. So I put my hands on either side of his head, and I said to God, God, I don't know what to do. And, of course, when God gets me in a position, he'll talk to me audibly. He says, I know. You don't know, have any idea. So I'm praying for about 5 minutes. So I'm getting tired trying to hold his head. So I figure he's going to twist and bite a finger off. Okay, literally.
By the way, you were right about wealth. For example, in that particular narrative about the rich young man being told the gift of his wealth, it's not that Jesus had an objection to his wealth. He knew
his attitude toward his wealth
blocked him from a relationship.
It was his, yeah, exactly. Now let me finish the story.
It could be anything for any of us.
So this man was there, and I said, God, I have no idea what to do. God said, finally, you submit to me that you are completely ignorant. And he said, tell him who he is in my kingdom, and it will leave. And I started pronouncing, like, I was saying, okay, God, tell me what to say next and next. And I would just say it and pronounce it over this guy, and all of a sudden, there was this chorus, not just an individual, a chorus of really deep, really awful voices, like, shall you cast us out before the appointed time? And we're like, you can tell, it's like all hair-raising, like, oh my God, where am I? You know? And then I had my hands there, and it says, oh, no, you, Dr. Deagle, you're an evil man. God said, I agree with him, but you're covered by the blood, and you have the signet ring of the creator of the universe and the authority of the creator of all that ever existed. And I keep pronouncing, and all of a sudden there was this horrifying scream and a blast of light, and this man started doing cartwheels all over the stadium. Literally cartwheels, and jumping so high, I thought, man, this guy should be in the NBA. I mean, I never saw anybody jump so high in my life.
Right.
And he came over, and he was so thankful, and he was crying, and I'm thinking, whoa. And the guy came over that was driving me around Des Moines, and he said, Deagle, he said you were an evil man. I said, you ever read about Nicodemus? Has anybody done God's will continuously through every moment of their life? I said, but when you start to, and by the way, it's not something that's dependent on Deagle being super good. Let me tell you, I'm a warthog for God. I've done some horrifying things, and when I gave my true testimony on the steps of the Capitol building 20 years ago, 1997, with NBC, ABC, and CBS, et cetera, cameras running, to a group of now demonstrators demonstrating in front of me about abortion rights. They broke their signs, fell down on their knees, and cried out for forgiveness. Some of them had five abortions, were working in abortuaries, and they cried out and realized that they deserved humility and they deserved forgiveness from the Creator God, and they wanted it. See, people need to understand this. We're in a fallen world. We are so close to judgment. God is holding it back to four winds of judgment on this planet. And I believe that even the election of Trump Pence is God literally with such a sense of humor, he even sends our president and vice president with names that tells they're the trumpets of God. And people don't get it. I mean, even when God is, I call it eternal stand-up comedian, telling us this, hey, you get the message, you know? I'm going to send you knuckleheads that are, you know, manic, you know, maniacs like Deagle. You say, well, this guy can't exist. You know, he's a, you know, and if they Google my name, they're going to see all kinds of crap. There's total lies about me, just like Donald Trump, but total lies. But I am a believer. And until the last molecule of oxygen leaves my body, and I died at birth and at 8 and a half, and God sent me back from the gates of heaven to tell you people at the time of the end, I will know. And I will tell you the truth about the Father. And people need to know that we are very close. You know, there's even people prophesying that this month, May 13th, which is not many days away, we're talking about 8 days, is the 100th anniversary to the day of the Magigoria prophetic thing saying, and there's people saying, these so-called prophets or false prophets saying, this is the day where World War III starts 8 days from now. And I have to say, it's not going to happen then. I'll tell you what's going to happen. And I don't have dates, but I can give you specific signposts. I call it because I'm a locksmith for God. The first signpost is, number one, that we have a time of grace under Trump Pence. And by the way, I don't consider Trump a major Christian. I consider him a baby Christian that needs a lot of prayer. This guy's a high-level Mason who's a white knight trying to do, quote, good, and he's an American patriot. But we need to pray for the man that he does what is right in God's eyes, not in his Masonic eyes. Because all over his apartment, he's got symbols of Apollo. This is not good, okay? But you know what? If we can rescue someone, like I pray, literally, I still pray every day for Hillary Clinton. And I tell her, look, you know, she's got terminal state of Parkinson's disease, and I could help her.
Is that right?
But I want her to come clean with her Masonic and her witchy background, and I will physically do everything I can free to help that woman not die a horrifying end-stage death due to Parkinson's disease, because she is dying. She is dying. And she's going to soon face a horrifying end.
She's sick.
And if you don't pray for people, and in fact, if you could save one person who either looks good, like Trump, or one person who's done great evil, like Hillary Clinton, or somebody who's done great evil, like a mass abortionist, if you could save one person who does great evil and repents of it, you can save millions of people who are sitting on the edge, on the fence.
True. I just want to say one thing. The mistake that Eve made when she was tempted by Satan in the form of the snake, and that Satan made, that in both instances, it was their pride that was appealed to. It was Eve. They said to her, "You'll be like a god. Hey, do this." She fell for it.
God empowered me with that man when I was praying with him, when I admitted, "God, I'm lost." And I tell people, the mountain of wisdom, the mountain of power, the mountain of glory goes through the valley of humility and stupidity. If we do not go through that valley and admit that without God, no matter how smart we are, and this is a word for the future, these words will be literally played back 10,000 or a million years from now, that if mankind or the descendants of mankind do not respect the Creator God and His infinite wisdom, no matter how powerful and we can master the stars and power and travel across the universe at speeds beyond the speed of light, if we do not submit ourselves to the wisdom of the Creator God, civilization, no matter how advanced it gets scientifically, technically, and geopolitically, will destroy itself.
It's true.
That truth is something that needs to be carried forth.
In my opinion, he made when he could not face the fact that God was a being above him, Satan felt, "I want to be as good as him." The result is he's cast out.
But you know what? He didn't even need to do that. When I acted with the signet ring of God, praying over that man and telling him what God wanted to say to him into his heart, so it would leave. I, in a sense, my spirit, my soul, which is a mortal soul, it's not an immortal soul. People have to get this. You don't have an immortal soul. You have a mortal soul that when it fuses with the will and the spirit of the Most High, you, during not death, but during life, become an immortal one. I am not a mortal human being. I'm an immortal one. So is every single believer like yourself. We are all immortal ones. We are the bride of the Most High. We will give God children in a future world that will follow after the secular world, where everyone will know, it says in the Bible, that no man will tell their brother or sister to know the Most High. It shall be as a knowledge will be like the waters of the oceans on the earth. It will be like breathing oxygen. Knowing God will be like breathing oxygen. There will be no one having to have priestcraft and ceremony and foolishness. Everyone that exists in the future will have a prescient, immediate, and instantaneous relationship with the Creator. Just like the Garden of Eden. In other words, the New Jerusalem, heaven, intersects eternity with the temporal. And that's going to come back together. The temporal and the eternal shall re-intersect.
Though we all suffer from the pride of Eve and Satan, and it brings us down.
Exactly. And by the way, every day I have to return to humility to realize, hey, God, like, for example, I get tough cases, like really tough cases. Some days I do as many as 45 or 50 consults, and most of the time I'm lost. I tell people 8 to 10% of the time I have some of the answers. I have to pray to even use the search words and say, what can I do to help this person? What clinic somewhere in Germany or Central America or Europe, whatever, can help them? What kinds of combination of nutraceuticals? And then when I'm done with all that and maybe what they can afford, maybe they can afford 4 things out of 20 I want to give them, I said, the rest has to be God. I had one young man 2 years ago called me and says, God told me, because I'm a believer, he said, I'm 28 and I got stage 4 end-stage lymphoma. And I say, God told me that if I've been listening to the show for 2 years, no, listen to this. And he said, God told me if I take your supplements, which you recommend, he's going to heal me. And I said, well, I think you better go for gene-based cancer treatment, which is $250,000 to go to Brzezinski, or about half that to go to Eisel's. He said, no, God just told me to take your supplements. So I said, oh my, okay, well, you can, I guess you better listen to God. So he took all the supplements I recommended, and just before Christmas, he called me. This is like a year and a half later. He says, I've been in remission for over a year. I said, you can't be kidding. I said, God didn't even let me in on it. Ha ha. That's pretty funny, isn't it? And he healed him. And again, this doesn't just happen rarely. It happens fairly often where God will touch someone and say, you know what? Now, why is what Dr. Deagle is doing helping them? It's not because I'm a miracle worker. It's because I have really good nutraceuticals, but the rest of it is God. If they can only afford, say, 4 things out of 20 I want to give them to try to help them, and God heals them, it's because it's a symbol that the other things we're talking about, like in this hour, people need to get deep into their soul and their spirit and also their geopolitics after this Liberty Day yesterday. It means when you're at your church, you need to talk about the issue of who are the candidates that are pro-life? Who are the candidates that are pro-entitlement for national health care? Who are the ones that are going to lengthen the life of yourself and your mother and your grandmother so they can be around to give wisdom to their great-great-grandkids?
Right.
Are we going to have society... it's going to honor the elderly and honor the unborn?
And
are we going to have Yeah, exactly.
You know, the point is, the reason why, first, there are some people who endorse euthanasia for a dying person. They say, well, let him die. God's response is, to the last minute, that person can repent. The last second has value.
Of course.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. Welcome back, and so I want people to realize you don't have to be good enough for God. You have to accept that God is good enough to take you as you are and fix you. He's a master toy fixer. I mean, you know, he doesn't throw you over his shoulder because you got a broken arm or leg. He takes it and resoles back on like you're a teddy bear, a prized right. teddy bear, a new arm. I prayed and I wanted to get an analogy as to what it was like for God, and there were two groups of people in waiting rooms, and Jesus was a surgeon. And in this analogy that God gave me in this vision to tell people that this church, the Church of Living Waters, in 2000, Burnsville, Massachusetts, Minnesota, in one of the rooms, there were people that looked like they had big fungating tumors. Some people only had a tumor underneath one fingernail you couldn't even hardly see. They looked like movie stars. Mm-hmm. But everyone in that room had a little piece of paper that was written in the blood of Jesus, say, saved by the blood. Now, there was another waiting room with virtually identical-looking people, but none of them had these little piece of paper that says, saved by the blood of Jesus, Yeshua, covered by the blood. Mm-hmm. And Jesus would literally come down. He wasn't an orderly. He would, as a surgeon, come down with a gurney, throw a person on it, whip them down the hall, bring them to the operating room, and he would cut off all the tumor and the bad flesh and the thing coming off the side of their face or their fungating arm or whatever, and he would transplant his own body onto them, and instantly they were healed and perfect. Sometimes it was just one fingernail. Other times it was like their whole side of their body was a mess. And then finally, the other room realized, like, hey, they're not coming for us at all. And they start crying out, and all of a sudden, they're crying out, and they hear Yeshua says, you do not have that, you know, that you have not been called out to God to be saved by the blood.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, the floor started to disappear. And they started to fall into what's called the abyss. Basically, hell is not a place like Sammy Davis Jr. or a place where you flip Wilson, where you're going to go and party and hear jazz musicians and drink cocktails. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's not. Okay? It's falling into oblivion, facing the agitation, not of an external fire, but the fire of the separation from your Creator.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want people to grasp is that that day of judgment is coming. It's coming really soon. You know, I know they say 8 days from now the Medjugorje prophecy is going to come to true, but it's not many months away now. Donald Trump has stated yesterday with his Religious Freedom Act, and in the last weeks he said the peace treaty is going to be in grasp. He actually met with Abbas this week, you know, Mahmoud Abbas, who, by the way, still has people in this party that are saying death to Israel. And little kids at 3 years of age get a bomblet on them saying, someday you'll be a bomb and you'll die for Allah, blowing up Jewish kids. They even have a trailer they haul over the Palestinian territories in Gaza that actually is a mock-up of a cafe with Jewish young men and women blown to bits, paper mache in their guts, stuck to the walls of literally a human bomb being a Palestinian youth.
Mm.
And by the way, 87% of these Palestinians are genetically ancient Hebrews, but they were converted by the Scimitar to Islam. Any of their relatives, 900,000 years ago, that didn't convert were put to death by the Muslim invaders in a jihad. So people need to understand these Palestinians are actually ancient Hebrews that are literally believers in the satanic religion of Islam right now. And the peace treaty is coming. It's months and several years away, maximum. It's not decades away now. So we need to know that when the religious liberty law was passed yesterday, and he met with Abbas this week, there's not many days, weeks, months, and years before things start rocking and rolling. So get ready. As I say, get the covering. Get the shalit on the talis of the prayer shawl covered with the blood of Yeshua. Get ready for the time of salvation. The time of judgment is near. It is.
Yes, God and Christ stand in judgment of every one of us, every human being, and He, as I look at myself, I say, what do I deserve? I deserve condemnation.
Or you deserve salvation, right?
If I can get it.
We can all get it. We can all get it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.